You recall many conversations we've had with Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. She spearheaded this whole thing about the thousands of untested rape kits found in a Detroit police evidence room 13 years ago. It seemed insurmountable, but she was going to make sure that wasn't the case. All of those tests that were found 13 years ago, and there were a lot of them, all have been tested, and the results of many of them have led to arrests and prosecutions. Our WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson spoke with the Wayne County prosecutor, still on a crusade to find justice for all rape kit survivors, and has started a new campaign to get more information on suspects and give more support to survivors through a new confidential information line and website. We're all ears, Lloyd. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. Back in 2009, 11,341 rape kits were found in the Detroit Police Department property room. All of the cases have been actively investigated, which has led to hundreds of prosecutions, but there are still thousands of cases that need to be reviewed that did not get a suspect DNA hit on them. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy.
So now we're trying to work on through several different ways, genetic genealogy and other ways, on these kits where there was no direct hit, but there's enough evidence that we can go forward if we can get the cooperation of the survivor.
Worthy has now started a campaign called 11,000 to Zero, where survivors that were assaulted between 1984 and 2009 can get the results of their rape kit testing and the status of their case by calling a new information line at 313-224-4111. 313-224-4111, or by going to myrapekit.com, myrapekit.com. Survivors can also provide additional information that can be used for investigation, and any information given is completely confidential. Worthy says it takes courage to revisit something that should never have happened to these survivors, especially if they've done their best to put it behind them.
We want all of these survivors to know that we care about them, and despite the passage of time, they matter and their case matters. And that's why we are taking these extraordinary steps to try to find everybody that we can find to try to bring them some justice.
In addition to rape kit testing results and case information, survivors will receive information for counseling services through Wayne County's community partner, Avalon Healing Center. Since the rape kits were discovered in 2009, Prosecutor Worthy's office has investigated and closed more than 4,800 of these cases, resulting in 239 convictions, with 40 states impacted and 841 suspected serial offenders identified. So once again, survivors can call 313-224-4111 or go to myrapekit.com to get information on their rape kit and give information to help prosecutors investigate these cases and find the perpetrator. Paul W.
Yeah, well, this is all good news, and we need to underscore, as you have, and in our discussions with her in the past, and we hope to have further discussions with her directly, Kim Worthy gets all the credit on this thing. She has been so devoted to helping these women over these years. It's been phenomenal. It's been incredible. And so we salute Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy with the success she's already made happen, and for the fact that she's not letting up, that she's not done, because, well, you go through nearly 12,000 untested rape kits and you still can't find everybody you're looking for. She's going to find them.
Oh, yeah. She is determined to find justice for all of these survivors. And she wants everyone to know as well that this campaign is being paid for by private donations. And the fiduciary is the Detroit Crime Commission. They keep the donation separate from the general fund that is given to her office budget. But every dollar goes to the work of this project.
Yeah. And it occurred to me, it's funny you just went right into that. It occurred to me that I recall from our conversations with Kim Worthy, she was getting a lot of people who were donating money to make this happen. Boy, if somebody comes up with the list of the companies or people, I'll be more than happy to give them some credit where credit is certainly due. So I don't know. I suspect you could find that from Kim.
Yes, I'll talk to her, and I'll definitely find that out and let you know. Absolutely.
Because these are people who really had nothing to gain on their own, but stepped up to make sure that justice is served.
Yes.
And we appreciate that in every way. Meanwhile, what is that number again?
224-4111. 313-224-4111.
224-4111. 313-224-4111. I suspect, are they trying to make it very specific as to who should call, or is that a general information line for them?
Well, no, basically, you know, there are survivors, there are women who've had rape kits done and, you know, years ago and never heard anything back. This is a way for you to call, get that information on your rape kit, and then give additional information to help them investigate and maybe catch a perpetrator. Because all of the rape kits didn't get a CODIS hit. CODIS stands for Combined DNA Index System. It's a DNA hit. And all of them didn't. So if they could get more information from the survivor, they can still go after the perpetrator and bring that person to justice.
But as Kim Worthy said, and wisely in your report to Lloyd Jackson, there are a lot of people that want to put this behind them. And it's very difficult to have to deal with these sorts of things again. On the other hand, maybe they don't feel closure without the prosecution, arrest and prosecution of the person who did this to them. So it's kind of one of those things, I guess. We understand either way.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else, Lloyd, that we should know about? Anything else you're working on?
Me and Marie Osborne are working on some stories, some tag team stories that will be coming your way probably next week concerning mental health and what's going on with the police department and also with our congressional partners who are doing some things to try to take care of mental health and get that under control.
Yeah, one of the newspapers, probably the Detroit News, I'm not sure, but one of them had an editorial saying that this is definitely something the governor has to be really working on, mental health issues in Michigan. I'm glad you guys are right on top of it. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.
WJR Senior News Analyst Lloyd Jackson. That number again, 313-224-4111, 313-224-4111. If you've had a rape kit that you went through and it never got tested from years ago, you might want to call and help them get more information on that. Coming up, well, we've got a lot coming up on this Tuesday morning. Bill Wild, Westland Mayor, with something special happening for him. Coach Tom Izzo will be here, and we'll take you to the Daxton Hotel. Stay with us.